253 million domestic internet users can't see or hear what I'm looking at right now. It's the Amnesty International homepage that describes in its words how Chinese authorities are compromising the legacy of the Olympics by betraying the movement's core values.
In fact, China has what's being called the most extensive system of internet censorship in the world. Internet cafes that breach certain rules can soon be closed down, and websites that offend the government don't last long.
Beijing Olympic Committee spokesman Sun Weide had no comment on the government's new policy of allowing this and other banned sites like Human Rights Watch and the BBC's Chinese service from being made accessible to journalists here in the main press center. The relaxation is only partial, though. You still can't read about upstart Tibetans, Muslim Uyghurs, or the Falun Gong. In Beijing, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.